Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
I can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What's insane?
Just Talking. Brought to you by In.com.
The formula for promoting movies in modern times? Create a controversy so it'll make it to national news. Well, if that's true, Kangana Ranaut has nailed it. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. Rajkumar Rao and Kangana Ranaut are going to be in this brand new movie called Judgmental Hai Kya. You'd say, what's in a name, but it seems to matter a little too much to the censor board. It was called Mental Hai Kya, but they don't believe in giving you too much creative freedom, so the makers had to change the title. It's going to be a real treat to watch Rajkumar Rao and Kangana Ranaut coming together for the first time. I mean, yeah, they were in Queen together, and although his character triggered whatever else happened, Rajkumar Rao just sort of had an extended cameo, in my opinion. It'll be great to see how they feed off each other and just act. Not gonna lie, I think Rajkumar Rao is one of the most underrated actors to have ever been a part of Bollywood. The critics love him, directors love him, but you know he's not your typical Bollywood hero if he isn't talking about himself on social media. He's really cute that way. He acts in movies, promotes them, then goes back and acts a little more. And he doesn't seem to be going after endorsements like other actors are, which is quite refreshing if you ask me, because now when you see Rajkumar Rao on screen, it's because he likes doing whatever he's doing. He's on screen for a reason. Kangana Ranaut, on the other hand, has come a long way from where she started off, from doing random movies like I Love New York with Sunny Deol, to becoming an actor who is sought after. She seems to have hired the right people to build her image. Except a lot of times, she still freestyles when there's a media interaction and things blow out of proportion. Just like it did with this film. What was supposed to be a press interaction to talk about a song from her movie quickly became a blame game where she said a journalist said her movie Manikarnika wasn't all that great. So she called that guy anti-national. Come on, what are these times we live in? She calls a guy anti-national because he apparently didn't write a great review. We all know that Rani of Jhansi was amazing, but that doesn't mean your movie making skills and acting chops can't be questioned. Plus, that guy apparently didn't even say whatever she thought he did. It was such an awkward press conference, and Rajkumar Rao was just sitting there quietly, not knowing what to do. Hands down, I think he deserves an Oscar for that acting. He just sat there with a straight face the whole time. I have no clue how he did it, but he did it. So, the movie is a black comedy. People who write black comedy are supposed to have twisted minds. But I say, we're all thinking it. They're just writing it. It's tough because they usually pick sensitive topics, but they still have to make it funny. And anything funny usually invites a lot of trolls. They just have a field day. Whatever, it works. As Judgmental Hai Kya gears up for release, here's a look at other films that are black comedies. The best film that Imran Khan has ever been a part of, Delhi Belly. Okay, yeah, he was in Jaane Tu Ya Jaane Na, but the appreciation has to be split 6 or 7 ways. You won't even remember him too much at the end of it. It's the same case with this movie, actually. There's also Veer Das and Kunal Roy Kapoor. But yes, Delhi Belly was such a surprise when it came out because it was a commercial film, but it also wasn't a typical Bollywood film. First of all, great music. You can still go back to it and listen to the whole album. I'm sure it's been a while. You're welcome. And while you're at it, you can also think about why Ram Sampath hasn't been doing too much for Bollywood of late, and if we even deserve him. Delhi Belly had a lot of stuff going on. Breakups, job issues, running away from goons, and the worst of them all, loosies. You can run away from people who are wielding guns. You can't run away from a bad stomach. You can't run away from diarrhea. I knew Delhi Belly was to do with an upset stomach. What I did not know is that Delhi Belly, the term, is legit listed on Merriam-Webster and Collins English Dictionary. And apparently the first time it was known to be used was in 1943. People back then were funnier. It's just now that you can't even take a joke about your movie. The movie is funny though. It's also brilliantly paced. Not a dull moment. It's also super filthy. Too much information when it comes to Kunal Roy Kapoor's character. The movie does have some dark parts, but more than anything, it's fun. My favorite part about Sudhakavum, the movie, is the soundtrack. Honestly, the movie is brilliant in itself, but the soundtrack is like icing on the cake. Now, coming to the story, Nalan Kumaraswamy is a genius who hides messages about the society we live in an action-packed wild goose chase that twists, turns, and takes crazy hairpin bends. It's got Vijay Sethupathi. Weirdly enough, even with his unconventional looks, Vijay Sethupathi has become that actor now, the one that gives a movie his stamp of approval by just being in it. I'll watch anything that has Vijay Sethupathi in it. He has a knack for picking kick-ass movies like this one. The movie's also got Bobby Simha, who plays this bumbling boy. You'll just laugh when you see his dumb face, man. Everyone loves being an action hero or a lover boy, but Bobby Simha signed on to play an idiot and he killed it. The movie addresses some serious problems that we have. Politicians who can't stay on the legal path, youngsters who have to deal with unemployment, cops who aren't what they seem. Yeah, there's a lot going on, but it sticks together beautifully. There isn't a single scene where you won't laugh at something. It was unofficially remade in Pakistan. It's also going to be remade in Bollywood, and apparently Rohit Shetty is going to direct it. And if you're wondering why he hasn't remade this kick-ass movie yet, it's probably because he's on the waitlist for a brand new set of SUVs that he can blow up. Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Devdas is extremely, extremely emotional. It makes you sad a lot of times. It's very grown up and some parts are just downright depressing. Dev D, on the other hand, will just make you go, what is happening? It's the adaptation of Devdas and what it would be like in modern times. And it's got everything going right for it. It stars Abhay Deol, who really did so well not going the outright commercial way. He's the protagonist who has to suffer through heartbreak and goes around starting a whole chain of events. The amazing Kalki Kekla plays a young girl who becomes a victim of an MMS scandal. Really, how can you talk about issues like this and not make it pitiable? It takes skill. That's Anurag Kashyap's mad-minded work. But the biggest stars in this movie were definitely Bandmaster Rangeela and Raseela. Amit Trivedi made this wacky mental song called Emotional Atyachar, had a ball of a time going crazy behind the mic with lyricist Amitabh Bhattacharya, and people actually bought the gag for a while. They were trying to track down these fictional characters, Rangeela and Raseela, that they created. If you really want to create a scene outside of a movie, do it like these guys. Not pick on journalists, man. Saif Ali Khan may not be your go-to guy if you want to make a movie that breaks out at the box office and will cross a couple hundred crores, but you can count on him to give you a character you won't forget in a hurry. He does have his ups and downs in Bollywood, but he kind of explores a little bit, picks characters that are not run-of-the-mill Bollywood heroes, which is more than you can say for other star kids in Bollywood. He was in this movie called Kala Kandi. I had no idea what it meant. I'd never heard that phrase before, but it's supposed to be Marathi for when things go way beyond your control. The guy that Saif Ali Khan plays is going through a horrible time. He's really sensitive, but he's also really, really funny. If you create a character who can be funny in a time of adversity, we'll take him. The problem with this movie was they started off with a great intention and going on the right track. Till it seems like all of a sudden they wanted it to be a Bollywood thriller towards the end. So it seems to run out of steam, but Saif still manages to consistently be funny. Watch it if you want to broaden your Bollywood horizons. Only for Saif, if not for anything else. Does Ruskin Bond sound like the kind of guy who'd write a black comedy film? Hell yeah! He wrote a short story called Susanna's Seven Husbands. Now, we know how much Vishal Bharadwaj likes making movies out of Shakespeare's works and take epic tales and give them a modern twist. He wanted to make a movie out of this short story as well. So he asked Ruskin Bond to develop it a little further, who then made it an 80-page novella. And Vishal Bharadwaj then co-wrote the script to make a movie called Saath Khoon Maaf. It has Priyanka Chopra playing lead. It kind of surprised me because she went through this phase where she only wanted to do commercial films. But then again, it's Vishal Bharadwaj, so it's still a very credible name. It had seven men in it because seven men had to die on screen. And these included Nazruddin Shah, his son Vivan Shah, probably the only time they shared screen space together. It also had Irfan Khan and Neel Nitin Mukesh, who people conveniently forget. And the music was quite something. It has this really fun song called Darling. It's actually based on this Russian song called Kalinka. And the good thing about Vishal Bharadwaj, if he's been inspired by something, he'll actually tell you he is. And that's what he did with this song. And it's a really nice version. And this is one of the finest black comedies to have ever come out of Bollywood. Baki Sab Kuch Maaf. What do you expect when a movie's called Shaitan? A horror story usually, but not if Bijoy Nambiar is calling the shots. Shaitan is a black comedy that has some of the finest actors. Rajkumar Rao, of course. It has Kalki Kekla, Rajiv Khandelwal, Kirti Kulhari and Rajat Kapoor amongst others. Bijoy Nambiar has directed some really cool movies. There was Karma that came out recently. That's a road trip slash finding oneself sort of adventure. He directed Wazir with Farhan Akhtar in it. Also David with Tamil actor Vikram. That was a crime thriller. There was also Solo with Dulkar Salman in it. And he's also written some of the movies he's directed. So when you watch it, you know he gets exactly what he had in mind. Shaitan is a mad movie where a bunch of 20-something-year-olds are running about town causing all sorts of confusion and trying to run away from it. Apart from the story, Shaitan is a must-watch for just the way it's been shot, you know. The colors, the shots, the angles. Even a noob movie watcher will find something to appreciate. And then it allows you to talk about it like you're a movie critic. Jason Reitman's movie was quite the surprise. His dad, Ivan Reitman, is also a really popular director. If you don't recognize his name, wait. You're gonna recognize the movies he's directed. Ghostbusters, Kindergarten Cop, 6 Days, 7 Nights, No Strings Attached. Yeah, now you know. So Jason Reitman did spend a lot of time helping his dad out. But for his first full-fledged independent film, he wanted to make something spectacular. And he found that Mel Gibson's Icon Productions owned the rights to the book that was called Thank You for Smoking. He sent in a draft of the script for a movie adaptation and he had to change it so much. He had to wait for a really long time for approval. Then he finally found a producer to back him up. Then he had to wait again for the rights to be transferred and he finally made the film. I think there was a huge delay because Mel Gibson initially wanted to play the lead. Maybe he was just holding on to the idea of giving up on a role like this. It's the story of the spokesperson of a tobacco company who's lobbying on behalf of the tobacco industry, but he also wants his 12-year-old son to think of him as a good guy. You know that ad that plays out in the movie halls before the actual movie begins, where a man is smoking and then he sees his daughter, he coughs in her face, the disgusting man, till all of a sudden he throws his cigarettes in the bin? I wish it was that easy, but basically the movie's a black comedy about something like that. The only problem some people had with this film was that some of the humor was just in your face. But it's sort of like cigarette smoke in your face, which is what the movie's about, so I guess it was all meant to be. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, unless it's about what Johnny Depp and Benicio del Toro were up to. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas came out in 1998, and like most kick-ass movies, this was also based on a book. You know how some actors say they believe in method acting, that they really have to live through what the characters went through to deliver their best? The author, Hunter S. Thompson, believed in that logic too. And this story is about being under the influence of psychedelic drugs. So God knows what all this author tried. He's put some of them down in the story, written about the drugs and the types of hallucinations they induce. Most people would think this was the most fun anybody had researching for a story. I just keep thinking about how he managed to trip and remember what it was like and live to write a bestseller. It can't all have been fun, you know, because it's called Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, not, oh, look how much fun I had in Las Vegas. Black comedy is evolving as a genre. Not that it's new. There have been examples of black comedy in ancient Greek literature. So basically, we've just been modernizing it as we evolve. And that's what Prakash Kovilamuri is trying to do, directing Judgmental Hai Kya. Because where's the fun in just making a regular Bollywood film? If only Kangana Ranaut lets things rest a little bit, people can concentrate on the film itself, for once. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.